on Texas A&M Center for Sports Management Research and Education Week, LGBTQIA+ patients still face challenges at their doctor's office. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Allison Pittman, clinical assistant professor in the College of Nursing, explores why.
Significant health disparities exist amongst LGBTQ adults and children. Sexual and gender minority patients experience medical staff who are ill-informed, ask inappropriate questions, or refuse to treat them. A 2014 report by Lambda Legal found more than half of LGB respondents and 70% of transgender respondents have experienced discrimination while seeking health care. This can result in a delay of seeking care, which can be critical in our current national health situation. Health professions education programs are not meeting the needs of LGBT patients. The average LGBT content in U.S. medical schools is 5 hours, nursing 2 hours, dental school 3.6 hours, and dental hygiene schools 1.25 hours. 39% of pharmacy schools report 3 hours or less. To date, there are no health science centers or institutions in Texas that provide an interprofessional LGBT curriculum for the health professions. We seek to address this gap as an interdisciplinary team of faculty, students, and staff from all colleges within Texas A&M Health to develop the state's first interprofessional LGBT curriculum for health professions. This research will serve to improve clinician-patient interactions through culturally competent communication and care, and reduce health disparities among LGBT groups. It will also help provide better access to quality care for LGBT persons across the lifespan, from childhood to older adults. By beginning with current students and also extending training to professionals already in the workforce, this educational research effort serves to provide a more welcoming healthcare environment and improve the health of LGBTQ Texans.
That was Allison Pittman of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.